Hey, it's Nikki on Rock 94.7, and I'm with Pedro from Jalapeno's Restaurant and Bar, and we're really excited about this May 4th big event you have going on. Why don't we talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, let me start saying I'm having goosebumps and butterfly in my stomach because this significant with this event is huge. It's the first year that we're going to do a festival, and it's something that this city needs to celebrate ethnicity and the Spanish community, and it's going to be West Center Mall, where the old JCPenney store used to be, and it's a great night. Mechanical balls, two of them, food, drinks, games, piñatas, all the Mexican thing that we can celebrate with.
And you're going to have lots of stuff where people can actually learn about Mexican culture, which I think is really cool.
Absolutely. We're not trying just to celebrate, but educate and entertain people. We're going to try to educate about what Cinco de Mayo really is. Most people think it's Independence Day. What really is just an important battle and how indirectly affect the United States, because it happened alongside with the Civil War. So we're trying to educate people as well.
That's cool. So why not educate with a huge party? It's going to be a great time. On May 4th, it starts at 2 p.m.
It starts at 2 all the way to 9, and the after party goes at Jalapeños with the DJ Bold Levels.
All right. So the after party is more of the adult entertainment, yeah. But you've got lots of stuff going on for kids throughout the day.
Absolutely. We have an inflatable, a big one with obstacles that they can go through and burn all the steam and piñatas, a game, candies, all these candies and toys that I used to play when I was a kid. We try to bring it up here and offer to the kids and other games, the rope and something that kids can learn and actually play outside.
That is really cool. And it's in the JCPenney building, which is huge. So you have lots and lots of space to spread out and have a huge party there.
It is. We actually were thinking about just only have the space, but why not? Just two mechanical balls and piñatas and all that. We're going to try to use as much space as we can. And we're also going to have a live music, a band, a singer, folklore dancers. And here's the twist. And this folklore dancer, the director that comes with it, he holds a standing world Guinness record for the lasso. And he's going to be doing some demonstrations there. So it's going to be a great night, something that people will remember.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to come, what's the cost for people to come and enjoy the day?
Well, the admission is going to be $5 general. 12 and under is going to be free. But I want to mention that all the profits are going to be donated to the Firefighter Foundation Fund. So it's going to stay in the community. And like I said, this is bringing the whole community together, celebrating ethnicity to help everyone, educate, entertain, have fun. And I just want to thank the Ho Chung Casino for being major sponsors and our friends at Overdrive and Tony's. They're going to be participating too. So it's a great night and great day for everybody to show.
We are really, really excited about it. We've got more details linked up right now at rock947.com. Pedro, thank you so much for coming in today.
No, thank you very much for having us. And hopefully see you there too.